Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors. Professions suffered by its predecessors.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series Professions of Pious Predecessors, رحمهم الله تعالى. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting درود upon the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. آلہ حضرت امام اہل سنت امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has narrated a hadith. A pious saint of Allah عز وجل has said, I saw the beloved Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم in my dream. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said to me, you will intercede for 100,000 people on the day of judgment. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how did I attain such a great rank? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, because you recite durood and send its reward to me. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before moving forward to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, let's make some good intentions. Remember, two Madani pearls. Number one, without a good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And secondly, the more righteous intentions there are, the greater reward the person will attain. Therefore, make some good intentions before listening to this episode. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And whatever you listen to this episode, inshallah, you'll try to remember it and try to spread the knowledge that you learn. And inshallah, whenever you hear Sallu alal Habib, you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Firstly, let's hear a brief introduction of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his great status, and then we'll move towards his source of income. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the son of Sayyidina Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who is a paternal aunt of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Therefore, as a relative, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a paternal cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, a nephew of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and a son-in-law of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was related to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in several ways. It is reported, once he radiallahu ta'ala anhu told his son, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, O my beloved son, I bear both blood and close relationships with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, because your mother is my wife and your maternal aunt Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha is a wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Besides this, another blood relation which you know is that paternal aunt of my father, Umme Habiba bint Asad, is a maternal grandmother of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and my mother Sayyidatuna Safiya bint Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anha is a paternal aunt of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the respected mother of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Amina bint Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anha and my maternal grandmother bint Uhayb are both maternal cousins and the respected wife of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is my paternal aunt. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before moving towards the source of income of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let's first listen to some blessed personality traits of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a man of courage and strength along with excellent manners. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu feared Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal much and completely abided by the blessed sunnah of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also absorbed in the love of the noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and led a pious and abstinent life. Let's listen to some aspects of his blessed biography. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very trustworthy person. Many a times, people used to place their belongings in his security. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Miqdad, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and seven other glorious Sahaba-i-Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, appointed Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu as a guardian of their wealth after their death. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would look after their wealth with absolute honesty and would spend on his children from his own earnings. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. From this we learn about the trustworthiness of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Moving forward, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated, if I leave any legacy or entrust any responsibility, then I would elect Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu for this job. Because he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one of the pillars of the deen. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not have any inclination towards wealth and riches. Whatever amount of wealth he received, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would ponder on spending it in the way of Allah Almighty Azza wa Jal. It is reported, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 1,000 slaves who used to bring a share of the profits from their daily earnings to him. And out of all that profit that he received, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would not take anything to his home. Subhanallah, he would give everything in sadaqah, that is voluntary charity. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also spend as much as we can in the way of Allah Almighty. Remember, wealth does not decrease by spending in the path of Allah Almighty. The same thing is mentioned in the blessed hadith. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, charity does not decrease wealth. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a true faith upon the blessed hadith. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu once sold his house for 600,000. Somebody said, O Abu Abdullah, you are at a loss. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, not at all. By Allah Azza wa Jal, you understand that I have not suffered loss because I have given this in the way of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This was his trust and this was his belief. We have to learn from this and apply this in our real lives as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to some excellences of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, O Zubair, this is Jibreel. He greets you and says he would remain with you on the day of judgment. He would not let a spark of hell reach you. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said regarding Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Talha and Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma will be my neighbors in Jannah. Subhanallah. Ummul Mumineen Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has stated, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst those about whom the glorious Quran says, these are the people despite being injured, they presented themselves on the command of Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Rasul صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. سبحان الله. أمين المؤمنين سيدنا عثمان غني رضي الله تعالى عنه has stated, I swear in whose power is my soul. As far as I know, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the best person in the nation, and the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam treasured him very much. Subhanallah. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, O Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, my parents be sacrificed for you. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, despite receiving the glad tidings of the guarantee of Jannah in this world, in his lifetime, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu spent his entire life for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu had made such supreme sacrifices for the sake of Deen-e Islam that will remain a standard for Muslims until the Day of Judgment. Even he radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced the remarkable status of martyrdom. When Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was returning from the Battle of Jamal, Ibn Jurmuz pursued him and martyred him by the way of deception on 11th of Jumad al-Akhir, 32 Hijri. The blessed mazar of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is situated in Iraq, named in a place called Madinatu Zubair. It is located in a valley of Siba in the province of Basra. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the first one to draw his sword in the defense of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The kunya of the blessed companion Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Abu Abdullah. Amongst those who embraced Islam earlier, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the fourth or fifth person to embrace Islam, and he is also one of those who are the Ashra-i Mubashshara, that is, the 10 fortunate companions who have been given the glad tidings of being Jannati by the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in their lifetime. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. On 11th of Jumad al-Ukhra, when he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was going back after a war, a man named Amr martyred him by deceiving him at a place called Safwan. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 64 at the time of martyrdom. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving towards our main topic, that is the source of income of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, let's listen further. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a meat trader. In the era of Sayyidina Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was only one slaughterhouse in the Baqi Bazaar of blessed Medina. The slaughterhouse was owned by Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from where people used to buy meat. The blessed son of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam and the Tabi'i pious person Sayyidina Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had properties in Egypt, Alexandria, Kufa and Basra. These properties were his source of income. Moreover, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also receive income from the small residential areas of Madinatul Munawwara. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the blessed son of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, the properties Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu left as an inheritance include a piece of land in Ghaba, 11 houses in Madinatul Munawwara, 2 houses in Basra, 1 house in Kufa, and 1 house in Egypt. Let's listen to the key to success in Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his business. Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a very successful trader. Once he was asked about the key to success in business. Dear viewers, listen to this carefully. This is the key to success in business. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, I never bought any faultly goods and never rejected little profit. Allah Azza wa Jal grants blessings to whom He wills. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu had 1,000 slaves who used to collect income of properties from people for him. Upon receiving money, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spend all night long in distributing, and when he would return to his house, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would have nothing with him. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Zubair ibn Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely reliable and honest person. It was for the reason the seven glorious blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een, in which Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, Sayyidina Miqdad, Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een are included, made a will to Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu to look after their children. So he radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to spend his wealth for the children of these blessed companions, whereas he used to keep their wealth safe. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, at the end of this episode, we make dua in the blessed court of Allah Almighty. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us tawfiq to act upon the blessed seerah of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awwam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم.
Professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors, professions of our pious predecessors.